and it's very much part of my whole Albert Fish obsession, looking into his history and his past kind of thing, is people who have the habit of of eating their own feces.
What? That's a habit somebody can help?
It's really called
It's called coprophobia or phobia or something like that. And it's basically where you're sexually attracted to feces.
God. Jill, we're changing the topic before you vomit. Alright. So the next trend the next question is, what trend slash phase did you go through when you were younger? What's one of them? Who wants to start this one off?
Not me.
Maggie, do you want to start off with your edgy
phase? I think Drew should start this one.
Oh, Drew? Drew, you have a phase you want to share with everybody?
I had a phase. All right. So my phase hit its peak. It was about seventh grade. That's when my phase was at its peak.
Sorry, I'm back.
Yeah, basically, I listened to a lot of Panic at the Disco. I wanted to I tried to get my hair straight.
Oh.
I went through many attempts to do that. I also wanted to dye my
hair. Straighten your hair earlier this year. I stopped you, though.
Well, I mean, okay, that was back when I didn't have my straight iron to do it.
What?
Or my flat iron, whatever the fuck. All right, I had a bad phase, okay? I wanted to dye my hair. I wanted to be an emo kid. I didn't know what I was doing.
I wish that I could be like...
The cool kids.
No. Emos. I wish that I could be like the emos, because all the emos, they seem to screamo. What?
And then I got to 8th grade, and it wasn't as bad. It was still kind of bad.
You also went through the weeb phase.
I still figured.
Okay. I'm not as much of a weeb as I used to be, but man, I used to be a mega weeb.
I think everybody's at least gone through some form of the weeb.
Jill went through that.
Oh. Everybody's gone through some form.
Yeah, because if you went to anime club in like seventh grade, more or less, you were.
Don't bring up seventh grade anime club.
Spoon in that class for a while.
What?
Seppuku with a plastic spoon in anime club. It wasn't.
Seppuku.
No, seppuku. I say seppuku because
I've never heard it. Seppuku, but all right.
I don't care how it's pronounced.
Okay, so
because we may not get it right at all.
It could
be pronounced seppipiko. We don't know. So
it's pronounced seppuku.
Besides, every time I say seppuku, like literally my history teacher pronounced it seppuku this year. So
it's basically you drive a sword through your chest and you die.
It's not your chest.
What happens in 7th grade anime club should stay in 7th grade anime club.
You take the short sword, well, it could be a short sword, but you basically take it, you shove it in your side, and you pull it across so all your intestines fall, and you're basically disemboweling yourself. But the form of disgrace, and your teacher comes up behind you and chops your head off.
Jill, stop talking!
Sorry.
Yep.
Anyways, Maggie, you want to talk about a phase you went through?
Y'all already know. Okay.
Are you going to bring up your infinite short hair phase? Or?
Okay. When I was in 7th grade, I had a time where I was very gender dysphoric. I thought I was gender fluid.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
We all remember your gender fluid phase.
I cut my hair. I had a crush on every single person in the school.
Yep.
I remember that phase.
That is called puberty.
And add on to that, I was emo.
Ever were emo. I don't
know. Really, I was.
Because emo is like...
I don't know.
I see emo as dyeing your hair completely black and then just...
Well, I did dye my hair. I dyed my hair 9 different times.
But you didn't dye it completely black. Like, that's my version of emo, and then there's...
My mom wouldn't let me dye it completely black. I was really mad. I'm like, I want to dye my hair black! No, because when it grows in, it's going to look weird, and I'm so grateful she didn't let me dye my hair black.
Man, if you would have done that.
Anyway.
That would have been a fun one. Jill, you should do yours.
I don't know, Rachel.
Because I'm still thinking about which one's mine.
I feel like I want to hear yours, Rachel.
Yeah,
I don't know what mine is. There's a reason why I'm stalling.
Trust me, mine's worse than any of you can think of.
I don't know. I think your update phase was pretty horrible.
Rachel.
First yeah, the update phase.
Go ahead.
Alright. No, I honestly don't remember. Like, I did go through a weeb anime phase, I guess.
Everybody did who watches anime?
Yeah, but everybody did. So it was like, alright.
I was a weeaboo. I wasn't.
I never really liked night. I don't really. I'm not a nightcore person, so I didn't do the nightcore.
Oh my god! I still.
I mean, I had bangs up until I was in fifth grade. I thought that was a great decision.
I feel attacked.
No, like for Rachel's face shape, just no.
No, it doesn't work for me. It's not a good decision for me. Like past fourth grade, it wasn't cute anymore.
Does it work for me?
It works for you, Maggie, but bangs don't work for everybody, and they do not work for me. Also, I, like, was against brushing my hair for a little bit. That was fun.
How are you against brushing your hair?
It was either sleep for an extra 20 minutes or brush my hair, so... I slept for an extra 20 minutes. Those are the only phases I can think of that I went through. What about you, Jill?
Strap it. Okay.
No, I had a vine phase.
Oh, yes, you did.
I'm still in vine phase.
I'm so glad that vine's dead because nobody knows where those videos are. I had a vine and Five Nights at Freddy's phase. There we go. Those are my phases.
Okay. So... You know me. I'm Jill. My worst...
Yes.
Well, no, I have to say this is my second worst phase. My second worst phase I ever had was, you know the granny lipstick that grandmas are always wearing and they buy it and it's, like, weird?
Yeah.
Like, something you would never wear, but it's, like, grandma?
Mm-hmm.
I used to buy that lipstick, and what I would do is I would do a perfect Cupid's bow on my lips. It would look so pleasant. And I would glop it on so you could obviously see the color. And then I'd go up to family members. This is all I would do at family reunions. And I'd kiss them directly on the cheek. And leave everything there. And then I would reapply it and do it to another person. Now, here's the funny thing about grandma lipstick. Is that the only way you're getting that shit out of your skin? Is if you scrub for an hour. So,
I don't think this is a phase. I feel like this is something you still do.
So, by the end of the
You would still do.
Jillian would have some great fire-looking rash around her mouth.
I realized what my other phase was.
A fire-looking rash around her mouth. And then she would have to take hydrogen peroxide, which burned, by the way, if you swallowed it, which you're not supposed to do. And would just...
That explains so much about you.
And feel so painful, but it was worth it to see all of my family members try to wipe that shit off in the sink and then leaving a horrible stain on their cheek. Anyway, Rachel, do you want to tell your other one before I say my first worst phase I've ever had?
When I first got into shipping, my crack shipping phase.
You guys all have that one.
I'm still in that phase.
I've never had that phase.
I did the crack shipping phase. I'm out of the crack shipping phase. Now it's just normal shipping with, like, justification. Now I'm not shoving a lamp and a fucking door together and calling it shot and calling it, what's the mixed unit?
A lamp.
A lore. It's my new ship, baby. I don't know.
Anyway, so the worst phase I ever had. By the way, this is just what I categorize as worst. My family categorizes my fifth worst stage that I've had as their worst that I've ever had. So we're going to talk about my first worst phase in my eyes. So I had this phase, right, where I would... Oh my god, this is horrible to say. I would, whenever we were walking by, like, a church or a cemetery, and there was, like, a funeral going on, or a wedding,
oh no.
I would pretend I had to use the bathroom. Or, like, when we were at hospitals, I would pretend, like, I had to use the bathroom, but instead, I would go stand in the back of the funeral and start bawling. Fake bawling, by the way, which is horrible. Don't ever do it. I would go sit in, like, the first pew of the wedding and be like, yeah, that's my girl, Carissa! Like, just shout random obscenities.
You
didn't even know these people.
Trashed and then... weddings and funerals?
I was at the hospital and I saw that there was a baby being born and, like, there's this family waiting. I would go up to them and be like, come on, guys, we believe in Trissa. And they're like, who's Trissa? And I'm like, wait, is this the wrong family? Oh.
Jillian!
So,
that's terrible.
You are a horrible garbage person.
But hold up. On the bright
side. You're out of this phase, though, right?
Yeah, I'm going to cast it. But on the bright side, I never did anything for the heart attack patients.
Oh my god!
So that was my phase.
That's not a phase! It's a horrible, horrible thing to do to a person!
That did not go where I thought it was going to go. At all.
I thought you were going to say, like, my worst phase was when I was a weeaboo.
I thought it
gets worse. One time I was in the hospital.
Yeah, the Minecraft phase.
No, Jill, I don't want you to do this in detail on video.
Oh, yeah. Fine. I'll talk
tell us later.
Okay.
Do you guys have anything to say for any last words, any slice of advice that you want to give to people?
Don't do what Jillian does!
Yeah,
one at a time, guys. Don't shout out for each other. Jill, you can... Drew, you can go first.
Respect women every day.
Yes.
You're human. You can make choices.
Fucking shit, Jill! I mean, don't forget to wear your seatbelts.